On behalf of our priests at the Cathedral Parish and for myself, I wish all of you a very happy, but also a truly holy Thanksgiving Day. And all of us know in pretty accurate terms the origin of this civil holiday. And it's certainly good and proper that our nation pause and give thanks to God for the manifold and countless blessings we have received in this country and taken so many different forms. But there perhaps is no better way for us to begin this nice civil holiday than to come and gather at the altar of the Lord, and together we offer our praise and our thanksgiving to Almighty God in the most perfect way we as human beings can do, and that is at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. If you look at one of the communion antiphons for today's Mass, the psalmist gives voice to something that perhaps we have at least meditated on, or the thought has occurred to us from time to time. But there's a depth to what he is giving voice to. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? We can't. But yet, we must not repay the Lord in kind of the usual understanding of that term, but the way we express our gratitude is found in today's gospel, in that miraculously cured, healed leper who was a Samaritan. There's more to gratitude than just us giving voice to thank you. That's important. Don't get me wrong, but there's more to gratitude than just saying it. Saying it, we are supposed to then be grateful. The healed Samaritan, along with the others, all 10, they knew to whom they needed to go. They didn't even presume to come too close to Jesus, but at a distance, they plead for their lives, literally. And Jesus responds in the way he, as God, always does. Not only answers their prayers, but he gives them something else, hope. The Samaritan, when he comes back, he's shouting, praising, thanking God, throws himself at the feet of Jesus. To be grateful is not only for you and me today and every day, and often each day, to thank God, but to mean what we say, and not just in our words, but in our actions. Express the joy, the faith, and the hope that that healed Samaritan expressed. All of us are grateful for the countless blessings God has given us. But do we then live that gratitude? We would say yes, and I'm sure we do. Can we live it better, more faithfully? I can. I know I should. So gratitude, as we get together later today, sharing the love and the companionship of family, friends, nice meal, everything, all of it is an expression of not only how much God loves and cares for us, but it also should be an expression of how grateful we are and how willing we will be to share what He has blessed us with others. It's a matter of fidelity. So when the psalmist prays, "How can I repay the Lord for His goodness to me?" Fidelity. Loving God as an act of gratitude by loving one another as He loves each of us.